The Farther Reaches of Human Nature, Part 4, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. This recording was made in 1967 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
Very good. There are other cultures in which the generations get along much better than they do in ours. It used to be for the Mexican culture. For all cultures in which the conclusion that I would come to, and which I think has lessons for us in our society, wherever you have the generations living together, and the children, to some extent, growing up under the eye of the elders, and then you don't have juvenile delinquency, for instance, and you don't have the real wild antagonism, the breaking between generations. You have conflict, of course, but it's of a different style. Anyway, not vandalism, not... And I gather, is my theory, my hypothesis is, so far it looks to me as if the opposite of this, that which makes the great gaps between the generations and helps along with the juvenile delinquency and the vandalism and the be tough on, don't trust anybody over 30 and so on, is that where we leave, where society is organized more in terms of peer groups, that what we do in our society too much is turn over children to the government of children who are 2 years older than they are. And that the heroes, the guides, the sages, and so on, for youngsters are apt to be late adolescents. These are the ones they admire most. In these peer group, where the youngsters hang out together and have no contact with their grandparents and their parents of that generation. In general, the cultures, even the subcultures within our culture, if you examine the ones that had no juvenile delinquency, the Jewish, for instance, especially in the days of anti-Semitism, and the Chinese, those two particularly, you found very strong families in which the clans stayed together.